החז"ל זה, הניפטו מחברוי, עייפות ממנו, לא מתאר דבור מתאלים, אלא מתאר דברי תאירו, שמתאר כך זוכריו. Two people leave each other, go away from each other, have to leave each other while speaking דברי תאירו. Why? מתאר כך זוכריו. Because of this, these דברי תאירו, they remember each other. You see from here that it's a chiyuv to remember another Jew. You're not supposed to forget him. If you have a friend, you're not supposed to forget him. You have to give him, you have to do something that to remember him. And you have to remember him through divrei Torah. You tell him a dvar Torah, and by thinking about the dvar Torah, he'll remember you, and they won't be forgotten. Why is that important? Because all Jews have to be mechubah to each other. They have to be attached to each other. They have to be a kesher. Klal Yisrael is one unit. And if a Jew gets forgotten, that disrupts that unit. It's not a good thing. So the unit has to be kept together. The parts of the unit have to be kept together. And therefore, you have to tell them at the Dvar Torah so that you should remember each other when you separate from each other. So we have to have a Dvar Torah. The Chazal say, when a tzaddik leaves, Rashi brings him a chumash, Yetzi Yaakov in Be'er-Shova, Hayelech Arono, it says, when a tzaddik goes away, Pono Hoido, Pono Zivo, Pono Hador. The hoid, the ziv, and the hodor of the city leaves the city when a tzaddik leaves the city. What are these three things? Hoid, ziv, and hodor. Hoid is a beauty that a person has because he's connected to something spiritual, something above him. That's a hoid. You see in him a connection, something higher, something infinite. That's hoido. A tzaddik leaves the city, leaves the city, loses its hoid. It loses its connection to something beyond the physical. Zivo, what's a ziv? It's a glow. There's a glow. There's a glow to a tzaddik. Many years ago, I had a balas shuva, a woman, a balas shuva, a young woman. We were mekarev of her, and she was a world-famous photographer. She used to work for Life magazine. I don't know if that still exists, but it was a famous picture magazine, and she was a photographer for them, and very successful. And she told me that the reason why she's successful is that every face has a glow to it. And she's able to capture on the film that glow. And she told me the greatest glow that she has, and that's what made her a Baal Tshuva, was the glow she saw on Talmid Chachom and Tzadikim. So they have a different glow to their face. She gave me a few examples. She was a very sensitive soul, sensitive to that glow, but she saw that glow. There's a glow to the face of a tzaddik. So as a result of the hoid, as a result of the connection that a tzaddik has with something spiritual, infinite, beyond him, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a glow to his face, which is zivo. And finally, there's hador. Hador, other people respect Torah, respected tzaddik because of that. Hadar kvoid heidecho. Hodor is related to COVID. As a result of hodor, as a result of that ziv, people have hodor. People bow down in respect for that ziv. So it's a hoid, connection with what's beyond the person, above the person, ziv, what he is, and hold her how he connects with other people who respect her because of him. Pono hoido, pono zivo, pono yiko, pono hador. So anyhow, this is the tsar that we have from the Menachem leaving us. It's pono hoido, pono zivo, pono yiko. So many years he's been here. I don't want to mention how many for Ayin Hore, but he's been here many years. And those years have been a hoid and a hodo, a hoid and a ziv and a hodo for Neir Yisroel. He didn't, it's not that he said a shir for so many years, but he was here. His presence in the yeshiva gave a different quality to the yeshiva. We had a connection with a hoid. And we saw it in the ziv, and he gave us all a hodor. So it's a tzar to have him leave us. But it's on the other hand, why should we be so selfish? I guess he was only in Baltimore. It's a small town. We'll be now a Marbet Torah in Lakewood, which is the biggest city, biggest Torah city in America right now. And it'll be without Suffolk, people will run to him to seek his Torah, to seek his Havone, and seek his Hoid and Ziv and Hodor. So that's a nechama for us. We're losing, but others are gaining. But it certainly is, our hope is that mituch kach zechrehu, that we remember him. We shouldn't lose the kesher that we have with him. If we have a kesher with him, a nafshizdik kesher, we will remain mikusha to him. Habli bochrim were mushbo without learning from him, just by seeing him and seeing his how he walks and how he talks, how he looks, how many people are mushba from him. An irreplaceable loss of having leave the yeshiva. It's the only thing we can be menachem ourselves is that Baruch Hashem will continue to flourish. Or yenuvim b'sevo the shenim ananim yiyu. In a new Mokum Torah, I'll be Mashpia on many, many more than his Mashpia here, even. This is Hashem. So, I can say that for me personally, it's a tremendous loss that he's moving. I learned so much from him, understood so many things because of him. I can call Rabbi Alufim Yudoyi. The things that I learned from him. And I can only say that we will be mekusha to him and mispal for his welfare and his success and his abot, his atere, yorotzen that he mitoch kach zochreihu. We should remember him always. Toch his Torah, we'll remember him, we'll say mekusha to him, and may we be zeiche to become like him. Be zeiche to become a Talmud Chochem like him. One of the Yechidei Hador. We should be zeiche and old because it's all a product of Neir Yisroel. He came here when he was 15 years old, a boy from Memphis. Look what he became. All from the Gemara that he learned, the Sforum that he learned. Look how ungodly he became. So, Bez Hashem, our Yedidus and our friendship will not stop. We'll always remain Mekusha to him, Bez Hashem. And we wish him Atzloche and Broche and may he continue to be Mezakeh the Rabbim with his Hoid and Ziv and Hodor.